Welcome to Pivoting to Web 3. Our experiences, opportunities, limitations, and downward spirals with guests and our hosts are going to be vulnerable to you, our audience. We're looking forward to talking to you, sharing with you, and getting educated. So once again, this is Donna Mitchell, host of Pivoting to Web 3. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, here we are on Pivoting to Web 3 podcast with an expert, somebody that's beyond the expertise of a normal podcaster. She has a podcast agency, but not only an agency, she is one of the experts in the Web 3 space on where podcasting integrates with AI and all the new technologies. And how is she handling that? In a graceful, but going after the money, successful way, even personalizing it all the way down to her raving fans and a community, and teaching experts and brands how to make money in podcasting, even what the process is. Now, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Those of you that were around, maybe during my launch days, may have noticed that Kay Sitar and Make Your Mark Podcast Agency was episode, I believe, number 4. And being number 4 as one of my launch guests and back again, she's made some great strides. So I'd like to introduce Kay Sitar and everything that she is doing immersed in the podcast market and how she got there, what she's doing, and how we can expect the future to look in podcasting. Kay, welcome to the world. How are you doing today? What's going on?
Thank you for having me on your show again. Oh my goodness, I'm thinking, I don't know, who is that you're introducing? Is that me?
That's you.
That was awesome. I loved it. Oh my goodness. There's so many things I want to talk to you about, but you go ahead. You go first. Go on.
Well, I think at the end of the day, when I say welcome to the world, Pivoting to Web 3 podcast is now in 20 countries. And so we are really saying hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, welcome, welcome, welcome. And Kay, I have to let everyone know, was one of my coaches in developing Pivoting to Web 3 podcasts. So with that said, I think the most important thing people are going to want to know right now, Kay, you gave us a lot of insight and a lot of information. You came from one place, pivoted, and moved into the podcast industry. But right now we have an audience that really doesn't know you that well or may need a reminder on who you are. So tell us, how did you end up being so successful and pivoting into podcasting, especially Make Your Mark Agency?
Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to condense this story, right? Because okay. It was a long journey. But before I started podcasting, I was an MMA fighter, a police officer, I was a hairdresser, an esthetician, like the list goes on, right? And then I ended up in events and speaking on stages and doing sales and traveled all over the world. I felt like I was on top of the world. I was making money. I was traveling. Like it couldn't have got any better.
Mm-hmm.
And then this little thing came by. For the pandemic, right?
Just a little thing.
Right, just a small thing. And then just like every other business owner, we had to pivot. We had to pivot. If we didn't pivot, right, we were going to lose everything. And it's funny because I was in the events industry. I was doing sales. I was helping other speakers, CEOs make money at events. Now there was no events during the pandemic. What do you do?
Wow.
Right? And so I had to decide that I'm going to still promote. I have to still promote myself. As a business owner, you still have to promote. You don't just forget about it for 2 years, right? And so I decided, let me try this little thing called podcasting that everybody's getting into now, right? Let me see what that's like. And it's so funny because I started with guest podcasting, right? And so trying to get on other podcasts to be interviewed, right? And I'm saying trying because, when I first started, nobody would interview me.
Really?
Nobody. Yes. I sent out so many different applications. It was so fun because they wouldn't even say no. I just would not hear anything. It was tumbleweed.
Wow.
Right? And I was like, no, there's got to be a way around this. So about 2-3 months, I tried different strategies, tactics, and then I did it. I've got on 100 podcasts in 60 days.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, I was seen everywhere. I was heard everywhere. People were saying, how are you doing this? And that's when I realized, oh, people need to be taught on how to actually get on podcasts. And so then I started teaching different business owners on how to do this. And I was getting on all of these podcasts that are now booked. Mm-hmm. The hosts were turning around and saying to me, what's the name of your podcast? And I'm like, oh, damn, I got to go create one now. Right?
Good job.
And so then I created the podcast. And then people were asking me, how did you do this so quick? How are you putting it all together? And then at that point, I was like, right, there's a lot to podcasting that people need to learn. And that's when my podcast agency was born.
Well, that's an awesome story, but I'm curious, and I'm sure there's some listeners wanting to know, how did you get on 100 podcasts that quickly? What did you do in a short story? What did you do?
Okay, so there's a couple of pointers here. First of all, you got to know who your audience are.
Okay.
The minute you know who it is that you want to speak to, right, then you can condense it down as to which podcast to be on. The other thing is, when it comes to podcasting, I know there's so many coaches out there saying, niche down, right? But when it comes to you being interviewed on podcasts, you actually need to broaden the different podcasts you can be on, right? And so, for example, at that time, I was talking about sales and events and my journey and things like that. And so it wouldn't have just been business podcasts, right? But it could be empowering women.
Oh.
Right? Yes, right. It could even be, you know, podcasts where they're teaching the younger generations on the mistakes the older generation made that they don't want them to make, right? And so when you start broadening your, you know, the people that will actually be helped by your advice, you can get on so many more podcasts. And then the third thing, and this is something that I mentioned to you about in the beginning stages, is that there's two platforms that all podcasters are on, right? And that's LinkedIn and YouTube, right? Especially if they have a video podcast, which is evolving. More and more people are doing video podcasts. And so when you go into the search and put keywords in there, whether it be mm-hmm. like well-being podcast, education podcast, business podcast, you'll get a whole list of different podcasts that show up, which you can then go and check out, do your due diligence, and reach out to them to see if they can book you on their podcast.
Boy, that was a mouthful. But you want to know what? That was a lot of work, but we got it done. Because
we did.
Web3 did evolve. And also YouTube. I really have a YouTube station. I didn't even want to do videos. Remember, I didn't want my picture. I didn't want the video. I was like one of those people from the old world. It's like, why I got to do that? But anyways, it was successful. Excellent coaching. And here we are today. And you're a guest on my podcast, which is just an honor. So with that said, everything that you've accomplished and how you got to where you were, let us in on you start the agency and the agency is doing the auditing and the editing and everything. How did you know to move and transition into the AI piece and the Web3 piece? How did you know it was time to shift and move into a different direction?
And you know, it's funny because I got an inkling, right, when it came to technology that as podcasters, we had to move forward with this, right? And this was an inkling I got, I think, about 2 years ago now, right?
Okay.
Before anyone knew about ChatGPT, and I was like, I know there's a way, there's something to do with AI here. There's a way in Web3 and NFTs. And I kept asking different people to see if I can kind of figure out how this all kind of gets put together. Mm-hmm. And then ChatGPT came out. Right. And then I was like, oh, this is interesting. Right. And so then as I learned more about ChatGPT and then learned about NFTs and then had a coach to kind of explain to me what the Web3 world really meant, that's when, and I think this is one of my super skills, is once I understand what things mean, what the strategy is, how it works behind the scenes, I can start implementing and putting things together and create the podcast ecosystem, right, around AI and Web3 and all that good stuff. And so one of the things, and I think this is one of the things that people trip up on all the time, is people are still relying too much on AI, right, as the final product, what it spits out.
Right.
However, right, it's a great place to start, but it's the last thing that you want as your final piece. You still need to humanize it, right? You need to humanize it because it's developing, but it's not that great at the moment. And yes, it can produce great content as a template, but you need to work around that, humanize it. For example, show notes. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, Donna, if I told you about this. Right. You can create great show notes using ChatGTP. And guess what? A lot of podcast agencies, that's what they're doing. But a lot of clients aren't happy, right? Because they're not humanizing it. Right. And so it needs to be humanized in order to create the content, especially it's got to be SEO optimized. Right. You've got to forget. You can't forget about that. And so when you're creating captions for social media, your show notes, all of this good stuff that you need for your podcast that needs to be all SEO optimized, AI still isn't great at it. That's why it's somewhere to start, but it doesn't mean that's going to be your final piece to put out there.
Wow. Now, that was another mouthful. See, everybody, we're learning a lot right now. I'm so glad we have Kay on here because we're talking about something that we know, that we need to utilize, that we see growing in the real world and the importance. And it's a great example on how to embrace technology, bring it into your world and space, what you're doing and who you are as a person, and let it benefit and amplify who you are, your business, and increase proficiencies and effectiveness, and even personalize your customers, that what they need or what you might think they might need going forward. So let's talk about a little bit about that. I know you started talking about communities, building communities. And our last episode, if I remember correctly, you started talking about tokenization, NFTs, and all how that works. Can you explain to the audience and your audience as well, I'm sure is listening, how that intersects, but really, how does the NFTs and AI, how do they play into all of this new decentralized world?
Oh, okay. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. It's getting me excited now, Donna. So what really kind of got me into the place of creating a decentralized community is that I kept hearing business owners saying that they're getting shut down by Facebook or their content is being stripped away, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I'm thinking about business, I'm like, well, all of our content, everything that we create should be owned by us.
That's true.
Right? It should be owned by us. And so when we use different platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, Circle, Discord, right, and we build a community, and we all know how hard it is to build a community. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of time to build this up. And then all of a sudden, they can disappear or take away your content or block you for whatever reason, right? And they don't even have to give you an explanation.
That's true. Had a conversation about that last night.
There you go, right? And so I'm like, well, that shouldn't be the case. As business owners, we should have 100% of, you know, what we have created and be able to control, right?
That's true.
And so building a decentralized community on your own platform that you 100% control, right? And yet you own, you make the rules. So no one else can block you or shut you down or strip any content away from you is where we need to be, right? Now, not everybody has got their heads around this yet, right? It's coming. It's going to be a curve, right? Everyone is still on about AI, 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 which is great because technology is growing. But Web3, decentralized communities, that's going to be around the corner. And so what I'm doing with my clients is actually helping them understand that we need to keep ahead. That as business owners, we need to keep ahead with technology. Otherwise, we're going to lose our businesses again. And we saw so many of that during the pandemic when businesses went online, right? And then NFTs, this is the interesting one. This is where gamification comes along when building communities, right? And building your podcast. And so a lot of people don't understand what NFTs are. And the way I like to describe it, and someone described this to me in the early stages, was it's like when you're collecting baseball cards, right? Baseball cards are worth a lot of money.
Right.
And so when you collect these baseball cards and they go up in value. That's pretty much what an NFT is, but in a digital format, right? And so you can then have these NFTs, and then you can gamify your podcast, your communities to complete certain tasks or games, whatever that might be, and get rewarded with an NFT, right? Which they can keep. It will go up in value in time. And later on, if they want to sell it, they can do and then make money.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so when you start understanding the power of being online and the Web3 and where technology, where the internet is going, is super, super exciting, right? And you don't want to be the last people to know about any of this, right? You want to jump on it now and learn bits and pieces about it. So when it comes to that point, you're ready, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to get left behind, and traditional podcasting is going to get left behind too. We don't need that or want that as business owners.
No, we don't. Not at all. And you're always ahead of the curve. So before I get into what's happening in the future, with everything that you've experienced, everything that you've observed and seen and talked about and conversed about, because you really have a spectrum of guests on Make Your Mark, and they've got such great backgrounds and they're business owners, they're successful business owners. What exactly do you worry about, or what keeps you up at night, based on what you know about the direction of the technologies and what you see happening in different groups? There's good, there's bad, there's ugly. I'm sure you've been exposed to so many varying aspects. Can you share a little bit of that so everybody can have a heads up, or maybe have a little eyebrow raised on what's going on?
Yeah. So number one thing is, I guess one thing that worries me, right, is the fact that I have so many clients come to me saying, oh, I heard so-and-so say this, and I heard so-and-so say that. And I'm like, okay, guys, do your own diligence, mm-hmm. right? Be sure of the information that's out there is true, right? Because there is so much going on there, right? And so the sources that you have and the people you keep around you and the network you have, they've got to be trustful resources, right? And so when people come to me and say, oh, I heard this is going to happen and I heard that's going to happen, I'm like, hold on a second. Where did you hear that from? Who told you this? Are you sure this is true? Right. And so coming up with or listening to too many what people are saying and rumors, a lot of them are rumors. Right. And a lot of the stuff out there, I'm afraid, is to scare people. Right. It isn't necessarily true. And so making sure that you have the right information, and this is what I pump up to people all the time, right? Like, just be raw, just be real. I'm going to tell you how it is, whether it's something you want to hear or not, but it's going to be the truth.
Right?
And so making sure that you have the right information, right? And also something that I hear as well is people go to all these different people, different agencies to do their podcast. And then not being told everything that they need to know about podcasts. See, where I come from, I'm like, not only do we produce people's podcasts and the ecosystem, but also as a podcast and business owner, you should know what it means to have a podcast, what the jargon is, what the terminology is in order to be a true podcaster, right? And so teaching people everything that they need to know. And so that goes on my mind all the time, and also making sure that we keep up with the world and the changes that's happening. There's a lot of stuff that's going on out there that we can't control. We really can't. It's not up to us. And so making sure that we do our due diligence to see what it is that we can do to make sure we keep ahead of the curve, whether we like it or not, it's going to happen, right? So we got to kind of just brush it off. Either decide, is this what you want to do, or do you want to get left behind and go with it?
Well, I definitely didn't want to get left behind. So here I am doing a podcast. But I got a question, because if I got a question and I can hear a couple of my listeners now, you've mentioned this term ecosystem and creating the ecosystem, but you haven't really said what is the ecosystem in Web3 or what you're doing with that. Do you mind sharing a little bit more information on what that is and how it is and how it impacts podcasting and what you're doing?
Yes, of course. So ecosystem is the main thing that we create for business owners, right? It's always video podcasting. If you don't want to do video podcasting, guys, I am not your coach. I am there to help you get visibility, get out there, build know, like, and trust with your audience. And so always do a video podcast. And so you have the video podcast in the middle.
Okay.
And with that, right, you can, and the word is, repurpose in so many different ways. And so what that looks like is you have a video podcast, which you can put on YouTube, right? And guess what? With a video, you can actually chop it up, make several different short caps, reels, shorts, all those kinds of things, which you can then use on social media, right?
Okay.
To get more visibility. You then also want to create a blog for each post or each episode, should I say, right? Because believe it or not, Donna, there's still people out there that like to read.
There are. I haven't done the blog yet. I'm coming, y'all. If y'all looking for the blog for me, it's not done yet. I'm getting there. I'm getting there, King.
You are. And so you want to then, so what's going to happen? You're going to have an audience that like to listen while they're doing chores in the house, at the gym. Right. You also have people that are visual people that want to see videos, that want to see you, right? To build that know, like, and trust. And then you do have a small group of people that want to read.
Okay. I'm getting there. YouTube is rolling. Okay. The podcast is going. I'm coming up with the blog and the newsletter, y'all. You heard it here first. Go ahead.
Right. And so you want to create a blog as well. Right. So now you're hitting all the different ways people actually learn. And then you want to create a weekly newsletter, right? And people are like, oh my goodness, that's so hard work. No, let me give you a cheat here,
okay.
Right? You have two templates, week one, week two,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you basically have the same template and you just switch out the content, right?
Okay.
And you alternate them and send them out every week, right?
Okay.
The only thing that will change is the episode that's released that week, and say if you've got a new program that you want to launch or a book that you want to launch, or maybe you're promoting somebody's event.
Okay. Right? That makes sense.
Right. And then you just switch those up. The rest of it stays the same.
Didn't think about it that way, Kay. Y'all listening to this? She's giving us some real nuggets here.
Right. So this is what you want to do. And then what happens is you want to also make sure SEO, like I go on about SEO like crazy, right? Because it's all organic, guys. All of this, the whole ecosystem is all organic. You don't have to pay no Facebook ads, no YouTube ads, Google, nothing, right? And it's making sure that you understand how all of these elements work so you can, so you're playing a game with them, right? And making it work for you, your business, and your podcast. Right. So you have the SEO too, right, on there. And then something new that we're doing is we're actually implementing PR to this. Right. So the one thing, so once you have this podcast and you've got all the other different elements, some of the things that a lot of clients have mentioned to me, even yourself, is PR.
That's
right.
True.
So we're now adding that element PR to it. Right. And, you know, getting that organic kind of reach out there where people can actually hear you at different places, see you like you are a real person. You're not an AI image.
That's true.
Right? So we're also adding that there as well. So when you put all of these things together, especially the distribution, right? So making sure that you're on all the different distribution channels, right? There's no way people can't see or hear you, right? Because you're hitting all the different aspects. And then on top of that, right? Oh, actually, there's another thing I need to mention, right?
Okay.
So I'm hearing at the moment that Google Podcasts, they're looking to fade away. They don't want to do this anymore. And so everything is being transferred over to YouTube, right? Because Google owns YouTube, right? And that's another thing, right? If you're going to do a podcast, right, use the resources that are there for you that are free to your advantage. And YouTube and Google are the biggest search engines on the planet. And when the minute you're on both of them, boom, is double whammy.
Oh, okay. I'm going to keep that in mind. I didn't think about Google. I didn't do too much with Google. kept that one on me, gang. Okay. Keep a few secrets, but we got her here now. So with that said, and I don't want to hold you too long. There's one last thing. What would you like to see? What's your future look like? Or what? How can I put this? You already told us what you worry about or what concerns you. What is your wish list? Maybe that's the question. What is the wish list that you have going forward before we, you know, start talking about connecting with you and everything else? What's your wish list? What don't you see that you wish you could see? Or what is it that you think should be created? Or I don't know, just what is it that you think people should be looking forward to or developers should be looking at? Or what would you like to see? Because you're very immersed in this area and I'm sure you've had some ideas and they're just not there yet. That's what I'm trying to get to.
The biggest thing for me, right, and I want to stress this to everybody, whether no matter where you are in your business, beginning, middle, or scaling, whatever it is, build a community. Right. Okay. And build a community where people are comfortable at. Right. So having a decentralized community is something that I have, and it's going to be rolled out to a few people because not everybody is ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. However, most of my community is on Facebook because that's what everybody is comfortable with. And you want to be where your audience is at. Right. So don't get confused with the two. At the same time, I'm getting ready for when people will be ready for the Web3 and the new community. It's going to be there, right? I'll know exactly how it's going to work, how to do this, right? Because I'm already getting started and getting ready for the next curve. But build a community, right? And just give people the truth. Tell people the truth. Don't try to be like everybody else. Be unique, be different, be raw. That's what people are looking for. Unfortunately, in the industry, there's too much hearsay going on and too much of people holding back. Just give them everything that you got and they will come running to you wanting to learn more. And that's how you build know, like, and trust, is driving them to your community and just giving them your all.
Hey, Sitar from Make Your Mark Agency, giving us the nuggets, the gems, and all the pearls here on this episode with Pivoting to Web3 Podcast. So we are absolutely, definitely shaping tomorrow together, but I'm sure you want to connect or talk to or see what Kay is doing. So how do we connect with you? How do they reach out?
Well, the best way is to go to my website, makeyourmarkagency.com. You have all the information on there. And if you want to book a call with me, you can also book a call by going to the button, book a call. That's on the top of the website. Mm-hmm. And connect with me there. Also, all my social media links are on the website as well. So you feel free to go ahead and follow me wherever you feel free and happy to.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, Kay, for coming on Pivoting to Web3 Podcast. I'm sure there's so much more we could talk about, and you've got some things you haven't shared. So we'll leave that for another episode in the future. Everyone else, it's been wonderful to shape tomorrow together. This is Donna Mitchell and Kay Sitar, and you have a wonderful, wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening till we talk again. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Pivoting to Web3 at pivotingtoweb3.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so that it gets to you with every episode that comes out. We have lots of great opportunities, limitations, and downward spirals being revealed by our guests. And thank you in advance for all your reviews and comments. I appreciate you so much. I look forward to serving you in the next week's episode.